Hello, this is the Farms for Tomorrow podcast. I'm Cliff Schultz, and I'll be your host today. Our guest for this podcast is Joe Scrimger. Joe is a third-generation Michigan farmer. He's also widely known for his work as a farm consultant. His Michigan-based Biosystems, a soil testing and ag consulting business, served Michigan and southwestern Ontario farmers for 38 years. More recently, Joe launched Biosystems 2, where he's working on local and regional food systems and Great Lakes water quality issues. Joe continues to help organic and conventional farmers improve their operations through biological management practices. Joe, we've had a number of conversations over these last few months, and one of the big things I learned is that good nitrogen management is key to solving many problems farms are having right now. We've talked about pests and disease, soil conditions, crop quality, runoff, and erosion. These last two especially, runoff and erosion, directly impact the health of our lakes and rivers. And as I know, that's a big priority of yours right now. So where's a good place to start this conversation?
Well, at this stage of the game, there's conventional ag that I've moved back to focusing on. In the last how many years, I was more focused on organic and biological, and then some new conventional farmers. But in dealing with the water quality issue, all farmers need to address that because there is some problems on some of the organic farms too. The problem in water quality systems in the conventional world is pretty much focused on phosphate, and it's measurable. It's there. It is a problem, but it's been caused by the overuse of nitrogen. And I'll say that's been a gradual process that, for lack of better words, I'll say it sort of snuck up on the farmer. I'm not sure some of them realize this progression that they've made where I've been at this long enough, and my hair shows it, and having grown up on a sort of a conventional dairy that was doing some biological things because they always did that, and they were doing a few organic things, but they didn't call it that back in the 60s. So I've had early exposure. I mean, I know a lot of researchers at Kellogg Biological Station, Michigan State, and at other universities that are very good, educated, might be master or doctorates, but they don't have the past experience and they haven't seen the transition. And so they're taking it from today or maybe the last 10 years. And you really got to, in agriculture, because these changes are slow, you have to look at it over a broader time. And in respect to the food part of it, I like to look at it on a 100-year basis, even though I've only seen 50, but I try to research that other 50. And on the nitrogen side of it, that problem's been there for quite a while. I'll give you one example. There was a lot said recently about lead pipes in Flint and the problem with their system. When I was a young boy, I stayed with my aunt in Flint, my dad's sister, and I was probably early teenage, 12, 13, and we fished the Holloway Reservoir. And that was a reservoir that was put in for energy production. There was turbines there, but it was put in as Flint's water supply. And it's actually just northeast of Flint. And that water comes from my neighborhood that I grew up in the Thumb. But by the time they got to the 70s, and this was never mentioned in the Flint water crisis, what happened was the nitrates got so high in that water that Flint, after they'd invested in the Holloway Reservoir, moved to other sources of water, and they weren't actually as good. And the reason was they thought it was going to cost too much to have the farmers better manage their nitrogen. And that was happening in the 70s already. And actually the farmers were only putting on half as much nitrogen then as they are now. So that's an attention getter to me, where some of this new breed of researchers hasn't saw that. And even Dan Wyatt, who lost his job over that, who I know personally, because he was the head of the Department of Ag, he doesn't understand it either. He's younger than me. So I see those examples, but then now I track with Lake Erie and track with Saginaw Bay, and the Nature Conservancy is doing a huge project that's financed by the USDA on those watersheds and the Raisin River. So I've worked with the Raisin River watershed. I did a program for them a couple years ago online for the Raisin River growers, although the big farmers didn't show up, the small farmers did. Small farmers don't tend to be the problem. It's the larger farmers that are putting on the heavy dose of nitrogen. So again, nitrogen's not the issue. It's putting on too much at one time. Plants need nitrogen, and plants can handle nitrogen up to a certain point, which happens to be about average of 70 pounds.
Okay, so just for our non-farmers out there, 70 pounds means 70 pounds per acre per application?
It's just that most of them are using 150, and a lot of them are putting it on because of the size of their farms. They're putting it all on at one application. And then some of them are trying to use 200 pounds to beef up their yields and lower their cost. And nitrogen's fairly expensive now, so it's getting their attention because of price. And we've been through two or three price hikes in the last 50 years of me doing farming. So we've looked at it really heavily before. But even organically, we have to have nitrogen from someplace, whether it's manure, whether it's a legume in the rotation, could be alfalfa, could be soybeans, could be peas, or what I have to work with the farmers on is getting their inherent organic matter to release nitrogen. Most of those farms, when you put on those heavy rate, the system in the soil, which I would say is much more advanced than any computer we have on our desk, that system realizes there's too much nitrogen, so it doesn't produce any. And then the farmer has to put on more. And the trick is to lower that amount of nitrogen, get that organic matter back building and back releasing nitrogen again. Because in order for the rest of the nutrients to release properly, to feed the plant properly, to have a plant with proper cell structure for proper nutrition, the nitrogen from the soil has to be working. And the fact is, on most farms, it's not.
Wow, that's a comprehensive answer. And with all that background material about Flint, I had no idea that history.
Most don't. Sometimes I say, I've been working on connecting dots, but I've been at that for quite a while.